This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to another piece of this vast tax bill that hasn't got much attention. What happens to people who commute to work? Many employers now help pay for parking or public transit for their people to get to work. But under this bill, the tax incentive that drives this perk will disappear. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
Now, private companies can provide parking or transit passes worth up to $255 a month to subsidize their employees' commuting expenses and then deduct that cost from their own taxes. Lily Batchelder, professor of law and public policy at New York University, says the elimination of that deduction also eliminates the incentive.
Often employers offer these benefits just because they're tax subsidized, and once the tax subsidy's gone away,
she says employees could end up paying more to get to work. And with a lower corporate tax rate, businesses won't need these smaller deductions.
I think over time, you are going to see workers losing out in the form of they're going to get less transportation benefits from their employer.
And this worries transit agencies. Chris Gutierrez with the Southern California Regional Rail Authority says 5,000 tickets a month are sold through corporate programs. And losing the benefit may also mean
essentially, you're going to put more cars back on the road. You're going to increase pollution with those cars.
And that $20 a month given to bike commuters also goes away. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.